I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Last week, a federal judge in Wisconsin ruled the National Day of Prayer unconstitutional. She said it violates the First Amendment's ban against a law respecting an establishment of religion. Voice of the Martyrs' Todd Nettleton says, despite the court ruling, President Barack Obama will still issue a National Day of Prayer proclamation. It's a good example to follow.
Regardless of what our government says, we can pray every day, and we should pray every day. Our brothers and sisters in China don't have a National Day of Prayer, and yet their church is growing faster than the church in the United States.
Next, Iceland's volcanic eruption is teaching a global lesson in chaos. The ash clouds snarled Europe's air traffic and stranded thousands in the airports. Even as flight resumes, there are warnings of another eruption and a second awakening volcano. Greater Europe Mission's president, Henry Dineen, confirms the disruption of their work. Several short-term teams had to stay home. Dineen will be meeting with other ministry leaders in Europe to rethink their approach.
Maybe all of us who are working in Europe could work together, perhaps in better ways than each of us is working individually. It's just bigger than any one agency or any one group of people.
And what do Haiti, Chile, Taiwan, China, and Iceland have in common? They're all sites of 2010's natural disasters. While the need overwhelms, Craig Dyer of Bright Hope International says they're focusing on what they can do. In Chile, repair estimates are over $8 billion. So they're sending shipments containing warm clothing as winter approaches.
Simply by empowering the local church, Christ's light shines, and people are attracted to that.
Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. One Hope is making available a free DVD, Haiti, A New Dawn Arises. You'll be moved by the hope that's found in Christ through One Hope's Book of Hope. Get your free DVD by calling 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.